on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it's 12 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Big day of racing today at Taree. Cranback day there. And it is going to be a beauty. The track report, we'll have a look at Taree. They're saying heavy. Heavy nine and fine. And Priscilla Smith will run through the form for us in just a moment. She's with us now. Morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Sean. Absolutely beautiful weather today. Obviously, we've seen a few showers for this week, but we are blessed with sunshine. I'm sure we're in for a good day's racing.
And happy birthday for yesterday.
Oh, thanks, Sean. Another year older.
Well, you always say the celebrating the anniversary of your 21st, all right?
Yeah, right. I'll stick with that one. That sounds good to me.
It lasts a long time. Now, let's have a look today. Race one, number one, Bacala, $5. Two, Casino Mondiale, $14. Three, for Gordon Irock, $19. Four and five out. Six, Belladama, $26. Seven, Bonnie Forever, $19. Eight is Gladiator's Girl, $101. Nine, Golden Abbey, $26. Ten, Strategic Spark, $15. 11, Swinger, $10. Number 12, Sunny Afternoon, $4.40. 13, Gypsy Queen, $6.50. 14, Have Not, $3.90. 15, Mon Cherie is $23. And 16, 17, 18 out. Favourite is number 14, Have Not, at $3.90.
1, 12, 14 and 2. I'm with the top weights here in Bacala. He's only had the one run for the new yard in the Brett Bellamy stable. He was a former Victorian galloper and he finished third at Mowi on debut. That was on a soft track back in June of last year. He went first up over the 800 metres and he just didn't have the best of luck off a sticky gate. He was fairly green in the straight. He wanted to lay in. Josh Adams was aboard him on that occasion. He takes the ride once again. So I just feel that it'll be all the better for having that ride on him. I think 1,000 metres is really to his liking here. Just not sure where he gets from the gate today. It's a little bit sticky. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if he does press forward from out there. He did show enough early toe over the 800 metres to put himself into the race over 1,000. The 12 in Sunny Afternoon, I thought, had trolled up quite nicely at Newcastle over the 800 metres. Led them up and he was another colt that had a good look around. He went to the line with his ears pricked, but he was never let off the bridle at any stages. He's got the advantage of the inside draw today, so he should get the best possible run in transit. The 14 in Have Not. A blink has come off today. I thought the first start run at Tamworth held plenty of merit. But what to make of her effort at Dubbo there second up? She was beaten about the 8 length, so I'm willing to forgive her for that. She's since gone back to the trials and trailed nicely, another one that went to the line under a hold. And the 2 in Casino Mondiale had trailed up well last preparation. He's on debut. Interesting that they are electing him to run on the heavy track first up, but I just think he's definitely the watch in the race. And if he's done a bit of work, I perhaps will be moving him up closer in my numbers after looking at him. 1, 12, 14 and 2.
On to race number two now. 1 Subtle Grey, 3 even. 2 Malfoy, 480, 3 out. 4 Candy Girl, 750. 5 Circa Trova, 23, 6 out. 7 Ailey Avenue, 550. 8 Dangerous Dan, 11. Number 9 Dogger of Fury is 51, 10 out. 11 Harry and the Duke, 41. 12 Soul Tester, 23. 13 The Abyss, 10. 14 Sambica, 21. 15 out. 16 Ticket to Kentucky, 16. 17 Gravilia is 126. And 18 Danny Boy, 151. The tote favourite is number 1, Subtle Grey, 3 even.
7, 2, 1 and 4. And with the 7 here in Airlie Avenue, she's only a lightly raced filly having the 3 career starts. And I just feel she's getting better every time she steps out to the races. She was only beaten 4 lengths at Taree 2 starts ago behind the Wild Wild West. Then went to Musselbrook. They rode her quiet from the barriers and she worked home nicely out wide. She was only beaten the 1.2 lengths. So she's drawn to get a nice run today. I wouldn't be surprised if she settles a little bit closer in the run home. Up to the 1,400 metres suit. Yet to be tested on a wet track, likewise with a few of these, but I just like the way that she is progressing. The 2 in at Malfoy. Here's another one coming out of that same race at Musselbrook where he finished third. He was only beaten a length, so should be all the better for the experience. I think he raced like he's looking for 1,400. The top weight in Subtle Grey, he's doing nothing wrong. He's been placed 4 of his 8 career starts. Just asked the question why he was 6 weeks between his first and his second up run, but that was at Newcastle, only beating the 2 lengths there over the 1,200 metres. Louise Day will take a kilo and a half off his back. And at the 4 in Candy Girl, I thought, look, the winner at Port Macquarie last led the mark and was only run down late, so a backing trip should suit. 7-2, 1-4 for me in race two.
Race three, one Anakin Daraxis is $26. Two Crowd Surfer, two even, three out. Four Pinnacle Power, $4.60. Five Scorching, $26. Number six Bidden Bear, $3. Seven Hey Hey My My, $41. Eight out, nine. Trefranian is $16. Number 10, Zendaya, $26. 11, 12, 13, 14 out. 15, Miss Mac, $34. 16, Sun Peaks, $151. Two even for two Crowd Surfer, the favourite.
2, 6, 4, and 9. I'm with him here, the favourite, the two in Crowd Surfer. I just like the way he closed off in that recent trial. He said two trials, his preparation, one being at Wyong where he finished third, beaten a length, and then at Newcastle. He was ridden in behind the leaders. There was a tearaway leader on that occasion. He's just given a little squeeze at the top of the straight and just liked the way that he finished off. That was 800 metres. The fact that he's debuting here at 12.50, drawn a good gate, should get a nice run. Over the six in Bidden Bear, she's a lovely, lovely mare. She had the one run at Port Macquarie there last start, and she's only beaten the 1.3 length. She was a little green. She wanted to over-race in the early stages and then was in restricted room at the top of the straight, but she finished off strongly. I feel she'll be all the better for the experience here. Four in Pinnacle Power. Look, he's had a few chances, but he's racing well. He's been placed for four of his 14 career starts. They've all been on the home track at Taree. Just a little bit of a question mark on him in the wet ground, but he does have that residual fitness on his side. And the nine in Tefranian. Thought the debut, the first up effort, should I say, was strong enough, and there may be a bit of second up syndrome their last start. Can definitely improve. 2, 6, 4, and 9 for me in race three.
Race four, one is out. Number two, Felpedo, $4. Three out, four Royal Duke, 34. Five Syrah, 26. Six Bachelor, 23. Seven Falsified, 14. Eight Field Helmet, 26. Number nine, Natural Predator, is 18. 10 Runaway Jet, 34. 11 out, 12 Just Sizzling, $8. Number 13, Polyador, 19. 14 Good Excuse, 2.15. 15 Tilbury Lodge, 26. 16 The Free World, 81. 17 Caleb Will Do, 26. And 18 out. $2.15 for number 14, Good Excuse favourite.
I'm with the two here in Felpedo. 2.15, 7 and 14. He's just a lightly raced horse. He's progressing in the right direction. He is still in his first campaign, but he's just getting better and better every time he steps down. Now, he went to Kempsey on debut. That was over the 1,000 metres, and he's just done a lot wrong. He was only beaten 0.5 of a length. He then went to Scone. He got himself very hot in the yard, and perhaps he just couldn't handle the trip away. But his run still had merit, only beaten the 2.3 lengths. And then he strung two wins together at his two most recent runs. That's not an easy thing to do. He went from the maiden to the class one. He now takes a step up once again, and he is a winner on the track. I just like the way that he's learning to race. He's putting it all together. I'm no doubt he'll be a nicer horse next preparation. But Colt Cross is talking a country championship with him. So if he is to win today, I'm sure he'll go to the paddock and come back mentally a better horse next preparation. A 15 in at Tilbury Lodge. I thought his first up run was good enough to suggest that he can run well here again. He's only beaten the two lengths at Grafton, and that was over an unsuitable 1,100 metres behind Wadipton. He's got the inside gate today. He's got the claim for Louise Day. And fitness-wise, just looking at him in the yard, he had improvement to make. The 7 in Falsified, I feel she's a big improver. She's just a genuine wet tracker. She's had full starts on a heavy surface for three placings. She hasn't run for a month. She went to Cessnock last start, where she covered a little bit of ground early in the piece. She was a little bit disappointing in the run home, only beat four lengths, but that was on a firmer track. I just feel that she's a two lengths better mare when she can get her toe in the ground, and she is coming back from the 1570 back to the 1250. So if they're vulnerable late, she's the mare that'll be getting home over the top of them. And the 14, the favourite in Good Excuse, I've got no knock on her. Every time she walks into the yard, she just parades better and better, and I thought she was good in winning last start at Port Macquarie. Wayne Wilkes put the winkers on her, and she seemed to track straighter, and she was definitely, her mind was on the job. Just the gate today, stepping up in grade, is my only concern, but happy to have the two on top. 2.15, 7 and 14.
Race 5, one out, number 2 Ackerman is $7, 3 Takaraka, 6, 4 out, 5 American Star, 61, number 6 Tiger's Image, 4 even. 7 is out. Number 8, Carter Mojo, 17. 9, Princess Snowy, 9.50. 10 out. 11, Billabong Cindy, 10. 12, Uncanny Effort, 101. 13, Piccolo Miss, $9. 14, Kosha Smart, 15. 15, Cosmic Energy, 51. 16 out. 17, Lots of Diamonds, 19. 18, No Qualms, $5. Favourite here is number 6, Tiger's Image, at 4 even.
You have to go right down the bottom to find my top tip here. 18, 6, 2 and 11. I'm happy to have the 18 on top here in a No Qualm. I just think he's taken a few runs to get to his peak fitness this time in. He finished second at Grafton 2 runs ago behind Kleng's Victory, come from a long way back and was only beaten the 1.7 length. He went to Coffs Harbour, which is a track that he races well on, and he finished third behind Bay Cade, who looks a promising type, only beaten a length. He is a horse, last start he was closer in the run than where he usually settles, but look, 3 of his 4 wins have been on the Taree track. He's a 2 times winner on a heavy surface, and the problem with this race is a lot of these horses are up in the weights, where this horse will only carry 55 kilos. So I just feel he's a definite lightweight champ, and I have made him the best bet on the card. Over the 6 in Tiger's Image, done a good job to break the maiden first up on the Taree track. That was a wet surface on that occasion. And went to Coffs Harbour, benchmark 58. Finished 4th in the same race as No Qualm there last start. And this horse covered a fair bit of ground, so he did have excuses. I just feel that he's got to carry the 59 and he's only won the 1 race, where No Qualm won the 4 and he's down on the 55. 2 in Ackerman, just horses for courses. Absolutely love the Taree track. All 5 of his wins have been on it. He's up 3.5 kilos in the heavy going. That's the only concern. The 62 kilos that may anchor him late. But the more speed on, the better for him. He is a backmarker that's forever needing luck in the run home. And the speed just wasn't genuine enough for him at Port Macquarie there on Cup Day. And the 11 in at Billabong, Cindy, the best of the rest. I'm not sure what's wrong with this mare. She's been trialling well. Her races have been probably below average, but they've taken the crossover nose band off. She likes the track, she's drawn well, and she doesn't carry much weight today. So she definitely gets a chance to put her best foot forward. 18, 6, 2 and 11 for me in race 5.
All right, race 6, 1 Petrosian, $9. Number 2 Copite, $3.90. 3 Zibbity Doodah is $13. 4 Supertonic, 5. Number 5 Art Demore is 5. 6 Fast Tycoon, $3.30. 7 Jack the Ringer at 10. Number 8 Butterwang, 41. And 9, French Command, 41. 10 is out. Favourite here, number 6, Fast Tycoon, 3.30. And we wish young Stéphane Joseph all the best, having his first ride on Petrosian today in a race.
That's an excellent. Obviously, having your first ride in a race is always a big thrill. And to have one for Paul Perry to kick things off, I'm sure we'll be very excited. I found this very open. We're only left with 9 runners here. But I want to give the 4 another chance here in Supertonic. I like the first up. I thought she'd done enough work looking at her in the yard, but she was just disappointing in the run home. It was hard for horses to make ground on that occasion, but I know that she's probably a couple of lengths better mare on a wet track, and it was a good surface there first up. So I just feel she can improve where she's drawn today in the small field. She should get a nice run, and you know she ticks a lot of boxes here today. So I just want to see her take natural improvement off that first up run. 7, Jack the Ringer, the old boy. He's flying. I loved his run at Port Macquarie in the sprint there over the 1,200 metres last start. He was in a restricted room. He was held up. He charged through, only beaten the 1.6 length. He carries no weight. He placed 3 from 6 on a heavy surface. Peter Graham sticks with him. Probably the only little minus is that he's had a couple of runs on the Taree circuit and he's yet to place. But he's only got a run up to his last start effort. The 2 in Copite, I thought she was excellent in winning. She was 3 wide over the 1,200 metres at Port last start. She's just only a little mare, and she creeps back up to the 58.5 kilos today. But I think the 1,250 certainly suits her. The win will certainly give her a little bit of confidence, and she's in a good yard in the Adam Duggan stable. And then in for 4th, I've got the favourite in Fast Tycoon. I just thought he was probably looking for a little bit further now. His first up run, he ran out of his skin, and then he was at the 1,200 again at Port Macquarie. I thought he had every chance. He wasn't disgraced by any means, beating the 2 lengths. Just the only concern is I thought he'd be looking for a bit further, but set to peak third up. 2, 4, 6, 4, 7, 2 and 6, should I say, in race 6.
Right, race 7, the Cranbach Cup. Now, one all but gone, 4.20. Number 2, Backhouse Billy, 6.50. 3, Snip and 8 is $1.90. 4, Scotty Bigotti, 17. 5, Capital Magic, 11. 6, Clunes Rocket, 11. 7 out, 8, Port Gold, 26. 9, Fast Quest, 17. 10, Court Appeal, 26. And 11 is out. Shorty here, $1.90. Number 3, Snip and 8.
We've got a good mix of different form lines here. 1, 2, 3 and 5. With a top weight in all but gone, he was only beaten the 1.3 lengths at Kembla 2 runs ago. He then went to the Cup race and he finished second there at Canamble, and he was only narrowly beaten. I just thought that he was held up in restricted room for a number of strides there. He loved the heavy track. I know he creeps up in the weights, but I just feel he's racing well enough, and it's probably the easiest race that he's found for some time. Over the two in Backhouse Billy, he went around in the Port Macquarie Cup and his run had merit. He was only beaten the 6 lengths there. This is definitely easier. Just not sure if they're a bit slick for him coming back to the mile, but I think the heavy track suits his chances. 3 in Snip and 8. This horse is just improving with every preparation. He's had a habit of wanting to over-race, but his last few runs have been very genuine. He won at Tuncurry over the 1,500. He then went to Barrable over the 1,370. He got the job done there to win by a length and a half. And then at Cessnock in the Jungle Juice Cup, he was outside the leader. The winner just continued to kick in front of him. But I think the heavy track plays into his favour. He does need a cosy run to run a strong mile. And it is probably his toughest test to date, but he's an in-form horse and he's racing well. And the 5 in Capital Magic are the best of the rest. She's had a couple of runs back. She gets onto the home track where she's a 2-times winner. She gets her chance to acquit herself here. 1, 2, 3 and 5.
Now, the final event, race 8, one's off in his land, 3.10, 2 winners lane, 4.80, number 3, Dizzy Success, 10, 4, Shadow Prince, $5. 5 and 6 out, 7, Dewdrop, 21, number 8, Mina Harker, 9.50, 9, Party Host, 13, 10, Manhattan Road, 41, 11, Financial, 6.50, number 12, Suggest a Partner, 26, 13, Kasaragi, 101, 14 out, 15, Splash of Lime, 101, favourite 3.10, one's off in his land.
1, 8, 2 and 4. I'm happy to stick with him here, the favourite. This horse has just been placed to perfection, this preparation. He won his maiden at Taree over the 1,400 3 runs ago. He then won over the mile once again. He was aided by a good ride. He then went to Port Macquarie in a class 3. He was back to the 1,500. He probably took it a little bit longer than I had expected him to pick up, but I just think it's the fact that he was coming back in distance. He creeps up 2.5 kilos. That's probably the only minus, but he likes the track. He's drawn well, and he's just a horse that's flying. I know Grant Allard's got a big opinion of him, and in this preparation, he's really lived up to expectations. The 18 at Mina Harker, coming out of the same race there at Port Macquarie last start, I feel this mare had every chance in behind the leaders, but she's in a good frame of mind. She's racing well, meeting, obviously, the favourite in Sophie's Lad better at the weights today. The 2 in winner's lane, I thought, run well at Scone over the 1,400 last start, beating the 2.8 length. Only goes up 0.5 kilo and has got the fitness on his side. And the 4 in Shadow Prince. This is another in-form horse. The only minus I have with him is probably the wet track. 3 of his wins have been up on top of the ground, but he does make his own luck up on the speed. 1, 8, 2 and 4 for me in the lucky last.
All right, any good things there?
Just made the one best bet today, Sean, and that is in race 5, number 18 in No Qualm. I think he's just been looking for a wet track and he gets it for the first time at this preparation. Quarter numbers in the first leg, I've gone with 3 selections, 18, 6 and 2. In the second leg, 4, 7, 2 and 6. In the third leg, 1, 2 and 3. And in the last leg, 1, 8 and 2.
All right, good on you, Priscilla. Have a wonderful day. It's a big day there today, Cranbach Cup Day. It'll be a beauty.
I'm sure they'll be. The crowd will be rolling through the door. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Priscilla. Priscilla Smith looking at Taree today. Now, it is 29 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio.